Welcome to 9 to 5 Google Daily for January 14th, 2019. I'm Stephen Hall. First up today, we have a couple of leftover CES stories, the first of which is probably a story we should have had up last week, but alas, we finally got around to doing it. It's Google's CES 2019 booth. Our Ben Schoen did a gallery of photos and a very long hands-on video, basically with everything at the booth, including the dark ride, the roller coaster ride that has been made famous in the wake of CES, and also Google's self-aware advertising, and also the fact that they're giving away Google Home Hubs. If you weren't aware, Google gave away a Home Hub to every single person that took the time to ride the dark ride at its huge CES 2019 booth this year, so you should check out that. And also, I did a hands-on with Bridge's new keyboard and touchpad, which are a pair of very uncommon Chrome OS-first accessories, especially on the desktop side of things. My impressions are pretty positive, but you should check out my full hands-on, including some photos, some of which were Ben Schoen's favorite photos that he took last week. And also Google Fi, which is beginning to roll out RCS chat. As you may know, Verizon and Fi are probably the two main carriers that Pixel device owners use. And so that means probably a very large percentage of Pixel owners that will now be able to chat with each other over Messages RCS. And also Google announced that Fi is upgrading international data speeds. And finally today, we have a few Samsung stories. Samsung is further teasing its February 20th reveal of the supposed Galaxy F, that's what some people are calling it at least, folding smartphone with some billboards in Paris. Samsung Pay is causing major battery drain on some devices, and an Android Pie update for the Galaxy Note 9 looks like it's probably been pushed back to February. You can read all these stories and much more over at 9to5google.com and subscribe to 9to5 Google Daily in Google Play, Google Podcasts, or your favorite podcast player to receive updates Monday through Friday. And tune into our longer one-hour talk, Alphabet Scoop, every Wednesday afternoon. Be sure to check out the show notes to see how you might be able to support 9to5 Google Daily.